Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
We are back here inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena, but this time we are on the other side of the floor as Championship Saturday continues and heavy emphasis on championship as the Nemaha Central Thunder in an incredible three-set match defeating Hoisington just a little while ago in the semifinals. Again, that final was 25-21, 22-25, and 25-23. Thunder trailed the Cardinals in that third set, 23-22, but after a timeout, Thunder rattling off the final 3 points and the last two thanks to errors on the side of the Cardinals. It doesn't matter. You'll take it how you can get it. And Nemaha Central in search of their first state championship in school history. A little bit of background here. Of course, Nemaha Central was formed back in 2014. Consolidation of Nemaha Valley and B&B. Well, Nemaha Valley, they won quite a few 3A state championships. They won 7 in 9 years. Head coach Jessica Cook was part of three of those Nemaha Valley state title teams back in the 90s. They won titles in 88, 89, 90, 92, 94, 95, and 96. And again, head coach Jessica Cook, parts of three of those title runs. Now, of course, she's leading the charge here. Nemaha Central, they have made quite a few state tournaments since 2014. Their best finish was 2 years ago when they got to the title match against Heritage Christian, but they would go on to lose in straight sets, finish runner-up in Class 3A. So at worst here, they would tie the best finish in school history, but they are not looking to tie the best finish in school history. They want the best finish in school history. The Thunder getting a rematch with the Dragons of Halstead, the number one seed in the tournament, now with a record of 42-2. They have not lost in this tournament. They have not dropped a set in this tournament. And the couple matches again yesterday came with a little bit of controversy, but nonetheless, Dragons were able to defeat the Thunder in pool play last night, 25-21 and 25-23. So again, the Thunder came out of pool play as the runner-up finisher. Halstead came out as the champion of that pool play. Now the Thunder get an opportunity at redemption, and the winner will hoist the Class 3A state championship here in 2024. Sorry, if it sounds like I'm trying to catch my breath, that exactly is what the case, what that last match did to us here on KNCA. 9 matches in over the last 24, 36 hours, and we got to bring you one more, and it's the biggest one of them all. It's the Class 3A state championship match here in Hutchinson. It's Nemaha Central and Halstead. We'll pause for a timeout. Our pregame continues right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage it continues here as we get you set for the Class 3A State Volleyball Championship match, as it's a rematch from last night's pool play action. Top seed and 42-2. Halstead taking on Nemaha Central. The Dragons, again, the Central Kansas League champs. They are in state for the first time in 33 years, and their best finish in school history, that was all the way back in 1991, which, again, was the last time they got there, finishing runner-up in that season. Halstead, again, they are undefeated here at the state tournament, which included a win over Nemaha Central yesterday. And they defeated Neodesha earlier this afternoon, 25-19, 25-15, to punch that ticket here into the title match in 2024. The Dragons winning three of their in-season tournaments, including the CKL preseason tournament. This is a Halstead team, as we mentioned, 33-year drought. They did qualify for state eight times from 1974 to 1991. They had a third-place finish in both 1990 and 1975. They also had a fourth-place finish all the way back in 1986. Again, for Nemaha Central, since they formed back in 2014, state appearances in nine of those years, including this year, fourth-place finish back in 2017, 2 years ago. Again, their best season in school history. They went 46-2, had a 40-match win streak, but they lost in the state championship match right here in this building to Heritage Christian out of Olathe in straight sets. So Nemaha Central, at worst, going to tie their best finish in school history. But as I mentioned, they don't want to do that. That's not how they are operating now, and this Thunder team is rolling, and they got a bone to pick with Halstead here today. We're going to take one final timeout. We'll come back, get you set for the first serve. 3A State Volleyball title match here in Hutchinson. Halstead and Nemaha Central. Take a timeout. We're back after this. First serve, it's coming your way next.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the first serve here in Hutchinson. The Class 3A state title match, it comes down to two teams, the Dragons of Halstead and the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central, the 5 seed, entering this field, but we're basically all season ranked the number 2 ranked team in the classification according to the Kansas Volleyball Association. Halstead again, their best season in school history, trying to cap it off with their first ever state championship. As Nemaha Central is also looking for that first state championship in school history. The Thunder have a record of 42-6. Dragons come in with a record of 42-2, a rematch of last night's pool play action where Halstead won it in straight sets, 25-21 and 25-23. The Dragons this time around are going to be in their home white uniforms with blue numerals and lettering. Nemaha Central still rocking their blue tops, purple numerals and lettering, and it is trimmed out in white. Big shout out to everyone helping out throughout the course of these last couple of days. Ray Penning, studio producer Kirk Hillman, he's stressing. Give him a cup of coffee. Calm him down. Let's get him figured out. Doing the Lord's work back in our studio. Everybody involved, whether it was football, volleyball, a lot of fun we have had over the last couple of days. And everyone out listening in Seneca, if you're Nemaha Central fan and listening, we appreciate you dearly. Plenty of Thunder fans here in the building today as we get set for a state title match in Class 3A. Excited to bring it to you, the Dragons and the Thunder. Getting announced right now, these two teams about to take the floor and about to duke it out with some hardware on the line. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors as well throughout the course of the week, sponsors this week, all of our sports boosters all throughout the high school sports season as they just announced the Dragons and get ready for the Nemaha Central roar here. Loud and proud back in Seneca. Thunder fans and Halstead fans just surrounding this corner of the court. Of course, now on the other side, the consolation final, it'll be Neodache. And also, as Nemaha just beat in Hoisington. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the final match of the 2024 volleyball season. Nemaha Central, Halstead State Championship. It's on the line. Here we go. Nemaha Central, left side of the net. They will hit it from left to right. Halstead and the home whites will hit it the opposite way from right to left. Ray Penning, Kirk Hillman living it up in our studios back in Northeast Kansas. Frontline start, Allie Henry, Callie Honeyman, Cammie Dollinghouse. Back row start for Jessica Cook and Nemaha Central. It'll be Hamet, the libero. Also Holthouse and Garrity. The state championship is on the line. The Dragons will have the first serve. They'll hit it from right to left. The server is Delana Schutte. And she sends it across. State title match. It's underway. Here's Honeyman on the spike. Honeyman the kill. Nemaha Central leading 1-0. Boy, how good was she in the three-set winner against Hoisington. This is a dominant senior class, and they have an opportunity to end it on the highest of levels. Here's Dollinghouse sending a serve across. Halstead scrambling a little bit. They get it back over on a free ball to Garrity. Here's Holthouse. Honeyman again. Why not? Same spot. Down it goes. Two straight for Callie Honeyman, and Nemaha Central leads the opening set 2-0. Cammie Dollinghouse will serve it again from left to right, and does so, grazing the top of the net, and it's an ace for NC. Back-to-back kills by Honeyman, an ace by Dollinghouse, 3-0 Thunder. Carrying the momentum from the semifinal win against the Cardinals. Another serve by Dollinghouse, batted up into the air by Baines. Here's a spike, there's a kill, first point for Halstead. Or correction, Bernal, beg your pardon. You're going to hear her name a lot, the 5'10 freshman, Bailey Bernal. She was big in the win last night over Nemaha Central. Here is the serve by Engel, sends it across. Fake it. Here's Henry on the spike. Defended well. Back to Dollinghouse. Holthouse pushing it backside. Honeyman again off the top of the net. Batted into the air by Bernal. She'll get it right back on the spike. And another point for Halstead. Thunder with the first three. Halstead with the last two. Thunder 3. Dragons 2. Set 1. State championship match here on KNZA. Here is the serve from right to left. Right to Garrity, back line center. Here's Honeyman, good look, and she delivers again, knocking Piper Schroeder, the libero, to her back with the heat behind that kill. And it's now a 4-2 Nemaha Central lead. And already having score issues on the board. Not surprising with the matchup here. And if you missed last night, I'm not going to explain too much of it. But it's 4-2. Taking their time to put it up there. Thunder 4, Dragons 2, set 1. State championship here at Hutch. Serve across by Henry. Halstead settles, pushing it far side. Bernal again, and launched up into the air. Dollinghouse trying to get there. She can't. 4-3, Nemaha Central by 1. Annie Williams will check in on the front lines, another freshman for the Dragons. A record of 42-2. They have only gone 3 sets in 3 matches out of 45. That is rather impressive. Here's the Thunder setting it up backside. Honeyman again. He has deflected out of play. And Honeyman, the story here early for Nemaha Central. 5-3, Thunder leading. Garrity back in. Sudbeck, Holthaus on the front lines. Henry, Honeyman, Dollinghouse as well on the backside. Honeyman the serve. Halstead the set. Here's Bernal again. And another kill for Bernal. 5-4. Nemaha Central by 1. Danica Ewer, a junior, checks in and will serve it up for the Dragons out of the Central Kansas League. Dragons Central Kansas League champs here in 24. Nemaha Central, the Big East League champs. One of these two trying to be the state champs. Here is Dollinghouse receiving in. Holthaus setting. Sudbeck spiking. Dug up nicely by Ewer. Correction, that was Engel. Now a battle at the net, won by Bernal, and now another one tipped to the side, and Holthaus wins the third battle with Bernal. Nicely done by Holthaus, who will go back and serve, and Nemaha Central now leading 6-4. Here's the serve by Hallie Holthaus. Halstead taps it back across, one hand save. Garrity has it. They got to get it back over. Taps across by Holthaus. Far side of the floor, near side, Bernal spike into the net, no go there. 7-4, Nemaha Central, sub is in. Piper Schroeder, the libero in the blue jersey for the Dragons. Allie Holthaus again serving it up for NC, off to a 7-4 lead here in this opening set of the state title. Halstead settles, push it back side, chance here, spike defended well. Halstead gets it back, Engel left side set, not much on the spike, right to Honeyman. Pushing it backside, Garrity, love tap. Halstead was ready for it. And on the rebound, Zoe Sudbeck delivers the kill. The double up for Nemaha Central, and the Dragons are forced to take an early timeout. Nemaha Central, 8-4, leading set 1. Class 3A state championship. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great start for Nemaha Central here against Halstead in the state championship match in Class 3A. Thunder 8, Halstead 4. In this opening set, forcing the Dragons to take an early timeout. Thunder have rattled off 3 in a row. Out of the timeout, Hallie Holthaus will serve it up again from left to right. Does so with a little pace behind it. Halstead settling. Bernal with the spike. Batted up into the air by Garrity to keep it alive. Now Dollinghouse with the tap. Another diving save, this time by Halstead. They underhand it across. Now it's a battle at the net. Tipped down. Hamas gets a touch. Holthaus is set. Dollinghouse now gets it over. Best rally so far here in this early set. Here's a burn-off fight, defended well, but a point for the Dragons. That stops the little spurt by Nemaha Central. It's now 8-5. It will be Bailey Bernal to send it across for the Dragons from right to left. And she does just that. Here's Holthouse, front of the net. Sudbeck gets a great look, and she's got plenty of momentum behind that one. Zoe Sudbeck makes it 9-5, Nemaha Central. Garrity back in. Hamas gets a breather. Dollinghouse, Garrity, Henry on the front line. Honeyman, Holthouse on the back row, along with Sudbeck, who serves. Sends it back left for Halstead. They push it front right, near side set. There's the spike. There's the kill. That was Catherine Engel. 5'8 junior for Halstead. 9-6. Thunder by 3. Checking in, Sloan Linton, a 5'6 senior to serve it for Halstead. Near side of the floor, sets it up, sends it across. Back middle row to Honeyman. Push far side. Here's Henry on a spike. Defended well. Still tipped around a couple of times. And Holthouse able to get it back across on a free ball. Backside set. There's another spike. Honeyman, perfect place to get that one in the air. Dollinghouse again. Puts one down. Good save by Bernal. Another good rally here. Push near side of the floor. Engel sends it strong. Hamas was there. Honeyman pushing it short left. Now Garrity a free ball, sending it over. Halstead a good look. Beautiful tab. Diving save by Holthouse. Here's another set. Henry the spike. She sent it too long. A good rally on both sides. Halstead gets the point. It's now 9-7. Thunder by 2. Dragons have scored 3 of the last 4. Another serve for Linton. Sends it across from right to left. Honeyman there. Here's the backside push for Garrity. Spike. Another one too long. Back-to-back errors by the Thunder, and it's back to a one-point affair. It's now 9-8, Nemaha Central. So another opportunity for Linton to serve here in this opening set. Diving effort, though, to keep it alive. Here's Henry again on the spike. Another one batted into the air. Good job by the Dragons' back line, and a free ball server. Thunder reset. Near side, tap down. Garrity, finesse. Beautifully done for number 25 for Nemaha Central, Reagan Gaffney. That stops the little Dragon spurt, and it's now 10-8. Nemaha Central here in this opening set. Near side of the floor, Garrity sends a line drive serve across right to Bernal, tipped down, and a nicely played second hit for Halstead. And that was Delana Schutte, the daughter of the head coach. 10-9, the Thunder lead is 1 here in this opening set. Schutte getting that point, she goes back to serve. Hamas the dig, pushing far side, here's Honeyman, does it again, Tally Honeyman, a big time kill shot. Deflected out of play, 11-9, Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse, another serve opportunity, far side of the floor, sends it near side. Halstead gathers, pushing back the far side set. There's the spike. Dollinghouse couldn't contain. And a kill shot for Ewer. Alternating we go. 11-10, Nemaha Central by 1. Serve opportunity here for Catherine Engel, a 5'8 junior. 65 aces coming into the tournament. Garrity settles. Here's Honeyman again. Just keep giving it to number 7, Callie Honeyman. Another kill to the back left corner, precise and accurate here in the early going. Back to 2, 12-10, Nemaha Central. Serve coming up for Allie Henry, the 5'9 sophomore. And shoots it across, back right corner. Nice dig by Engel. They push it near side. Bernal the spike. Good spot for Garrity to be in. Now Bernal wins a battle at the net against Allie Holthouse. And if you couldn't tell, we're on the side of the Halstead bench. It is 12-11, Nemaha Central by 1. First set, Class 3A state championship match. Both of these teams looking for their first titles in school history. Far side set, here's the push across by Sunbeck. Launched into the air, another great save. Scorer's table goes out of the way. That is all Bernal right there. Now another defensive play, tapped across. That was all Bailey Bernal who earned that point. For the Dragons came crashing into the scorer's table and moving it aside just a touch. And we are deadlocked now. It is 12 apiece. Impressive freshman in Bernal, the leader of this Dragons team. Here is Thomas receiving the serve. Pushed middle of the floor, tapped down by Honeyman. It is dug up by Schutte. Now Bernal middle left. Hits off the net, goes back their way. They want Bernal again. There's the spike, there's the kill. Dragons take the lead. Halstead 13, Nemaha Central 12. Set number one, Dragons have scored three straight, four of the last five, and five of the last seven. Served by the Dragons. Thomas down to a knee, keeps it alive. They push it to Honeyman, taps it down, defended well. Dollinghouse keeps it alive, and Sundbeck on a third try gets it over. Good look for Bernal here, right into the net. She mishit it. 13-13 tie. Thunder getting the serve back. Garrity in, Thomas out, Honeyman to serve. And she sends it across from left to right. Batted into the air by Engel. They push it Bernal's way. Little finesse. Diving save. Honeyman. Her correction. That was Garrity on the diving attempt. She could not get there in time. So Bernal took a little bit off of it. And Halstead retakes the lead. 14-13. Danica Ewer is serving it up for the Dragons here. Staggered stance. Left side facing the net. Turns 90 degrees. Spins it up and fires it. Honeyman on the dig. Holds out the set. Far side, Garrity leaning back, tipped in the air. Good save on the back line by Schroeder. And they get it back across. Holds out again, middle of the floor. Sundbeck beautifully set. A clean, crisp assist for number 21. And number 8, Sundbeck with the kill. 14-14 tie, set one state championship match. Another chance to serve for Allie Holds out. Delivers it from left to right. Batted into the air. Now a free ball pushed up front, sent back across right to Thomas. Holthouse has to tap it across, and I think they get Holthouse a little bit too close to the net there. And it's going to be a point for Halstead. They retake the lead. It's 15-14. Bailey Bernal back to serve. Over 400 kills in her freshman season coming into the tournament. She nearly gets an ace, but Nemaha gets it back over. Dragons push it near side. Here's Engel rejected but out of play. 16-14 Halstead. A little bit of momentum with them now. Far side of the floor. Bernal again to serve it up. And does so with the line drive. Honeyman on the dig. Holds out the set. Punched across by Sundbeck. Schroeder near side. Engel a look. And it's deflected. No, it was not deflected, or it was. Yes, it was. It's a point for the Dragons. A late call. And Nemaha Central is forced to burn a timeout. The run for Halstead has them leading Nemaha Central 17-14 here in the opening set of the Class 3A State Championship match in Hutch. Back in 30 seconds right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 3A state championship match here in Hutch. Right now, Halstead, the top seed, leading Nemaha Central 17-14. As Thunder head coach Jessica Cook had to use their first time out here, as the Dragons have quite a bit of the momentum now. They have scored three straight, seven of the last nine as well. Nemaha Central was leading early, but right now, as we get to the latter portions of this opening set, Dragons with a 17-14 lead. Here we go out of the timeout. They set it up for Sundbeck, and she delivers. Gets Nemaha Central back to within two. It is 17-15. Thomas out, Henry in, Sundbeck to serve. Garrity Dollinghouse on the front lines, Holthouse Honeyman behind him on the back row. Here's the serve from left to right. Halstead gets it. Middle of the floor. Backside set. There's the left-handed spike. A little bit too strong. And a point for Nemaha Central. Back-to-back points for the Thunder out of the timeout. They're within 17-16. Here's the serve for NC. Sent across by Sudbeck. Here's the set for Halstead. There's the spike. Defended well. Dragons get it back. Far side set. Tough one, but it's back over. Nemaha Central, Holthouse pushing it backside. Garrity gets a look, delivers it. Another kill, and three straight out of the timeout for the third. We're tied at 17 here in the opening set. Sunbeck will serve it again. Sends it over from left to right with a lot of dip. Halstead plays it well. They push it near side. Here's Engel, spike down, but the point for the Dragons. It was deflected out by Garrity. 18-17 Dragons here in this opener. Linton is back in. She will serve it for Halstead. Linton waiting for a volleyball. Gets it. And ready to go. Sets up right side of the floor. Hitting from left to right. From right to left. Beg your pardon there. Linton serves it. Here's Honeyman. Gets it front of the net. Tap back over. Had to by Holthouse. Halstead now resets. Engel a spike. Engel a kill. Catherine Engel, 5'8 junior. Having a monster season adds to it. Back-to-back points for the Dragons. They lead it 19-17. Linton again will serve it. Spins it low in the left hand. Lifts and fires with the right. Honeyman. Holthouse near side set. Garrity spikes it down. Double hit. That's a point for Nemaha Central. 19-18 Dragons. I was here 2 years ago on the call when Nemaha Central lost to Heritage Christian in the title match. 2 years later, they have another opportunity here. Trailing by one, late first set against Halstead. Here's the set, here's the spike. Hamas diving, saving it. Now Honeyman delivers a big-time kill. Henry the assist. Back-to-back now for the Thunder. 19-19 tie. Garrity now back to serve it. She sends it over. A near ace, but Halstead played it well. Backside set, tapped across. Another good play by Garrity on the back row. Now Henry has to just get it over, but it was a little too wide left and out of play. 20-19, Halstead by one. First set here in the 3A state title match. Other side, Hoisington leads in the consolation final over Neodesha, 23-19. Here's Thomas on the receiving end. Holthouse to set. Tipped up into the air. Up against the net. Couple of hits. Getting it back over was Halstead there. And now they call Henry under the net. That is an unfortunate break there for the Thunder. Now trailing 21-19. Back-to-back points now for the Dragons. Crunch time, late portion, set number one. Here's the serve. Garrity. Far side, Honeyman, can she deliver? Yes, she can. Why not? Deflected out of play. And the Thunder back to within one. It is 21-20. Serve coming up for Nemaha Central, left to right. By Dollinghouse, here it comes. Dragons one hit, second hit, middle of the floor. It's just tapped back across. Now set in the wrong direction. And a bad hit there for Nemaha Central. Gives the Dragons a two-point lead back at 22-20. And a timeout on the floor. We will take one as well. Thunder trailing Halstead, 22-20. Set number one, state championship here in Hutch. Back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
late set number one here in the state championship match in Hutchinson. Nemaha Central out of the timeout, trailing top seed Halstead 22-20. As both these teams looking for their first state titles in school history. Both have had runner-up finishes, but Halstead at state for the first time in 33 years. Here is a big serve out of the timeout. Thunder set it up. Honeyman again, and that one is parried. Back left corner, 22-21 Dragons. It feels like any time the Thunder need one, it goes to number seven. And she has delivered all weekend. Can she deliver, of course, one final time in this final match? 22-21. Dragons with the lead. Thunder with the serve. They send it across. Tips the net. Played well, though, by the back line. Here's Bernal on the spike, but right to Garrity. Here's Holthaus. They set it up. Honeyman again. Yes, sir. We're tied. 22-22. Two straight out of the timeout for Nemaha Central. Momentum shifting sides, just a touch, and a timeout for the Dragons. They got to take one here. 22-22 tie, set number one, state title match at Hutch. Another 30-second break, and we're back right after this.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down the stretch here in the opening set of the state championship match, and we are even Stevens, 22-22. Dragons and Thunder out of the timeout. Allie Henry to serve it, left to right for Nemaha Central. Here we go. Halstead pushing, front of the net. Bernal spike, batted into the air. Back to the side of the Dragons. Now they push it across on a second hit. Nemaha Central, great chance. A1 Henry, and she missed it. A little early on the jump. And just caught the fingertips, and not enough to get it back over. Halstead 23, Thunder 22. The Halstead server is Jordy Schroeder. Sends it across. Thomas, Holthaus, backside set. Honeyman leaning back, just had to get it over. Now Halstead gets the chance. That's going to be now set point for the Dragons. Bernal finishing. 24-22, Halstead leading. Back-to-back points for the Dragons. Can they end the first set? Thomas gets it. Holthaus, front of the net. Here's a chance. Sudbeck gets it down. 24-23. Nemaha Central needs this next one, too. Back to serve is Honeyman. Garrity, Sudbeck, Holthaus on the front lines. Honeyman, Dollinghouse. And Henry on the back row. Here's the serve. Halstead sets. Pushing it left side. Bernal for the kill. Batted into the air. It should be a double hit. Where's the call? It's out of play. Doesn't matter. It's over. Halstead survives the first set. A little confusion there. But the Dragons hold on. 25-23. And Nemaha Central heading into set two in must-win mode. Here in the state title match, we pause for 2 minutes. Set two is coming your way next here on KNZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex service services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory floor trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Pinning in studio, Brennan Tamman with you here, courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Dragons, the top-seeded Halstead Dragons, holding on, defeating Nemaha Central in the opening set of the state championship match in Class 3A, 25-23. So now the Thunder, must-win mode here in set number two. They come out of the timeout. Dollinghouse, Garrity, Sudbeck, Holthouse, Honeyman as well, and they'll get Hamas in. Actually, Henry steps in, but Hamas will check in for her real quick. So the lineups are getting set. Halstead, the 25-23 set one win. It was 22-22 at one point in that set, but the Dragons scored three of the last four. Here we go, set number two, state title match is underway. Dragons scramble a little bit. Have to get it back over after the NC serve. Chance for Sudbeck. There's the spike. Thunder take a 1-0 lead. Thunder scored the first three in set number one. But again, ultimately would go on to lose 25-23. 1-0 start for the Thunder in set two. Holthouse to serve. Sends it across. Halstead gets it to the front. Taps it over, but right to Honeyman. Backside set, Garrity, little love tap. Halstead was ready for it. Left side set here for Engel. She'll spike it down. Honeyman trying to dig it, moving to her right, and launched it out of play, and we're tied at one apiece. Consolation final, far side of the floor. Hoisington defeated Neodesha 25-19 in that first set, and they currently lead the second set 10-5. Here's Honeyman, back row. Holthouse here to Garrity. Defended well. Back to the side of the Thunder. Now, Sudbeck gets one down, and she's got both of the early points for Nemaha Central. They lead it 2-1. It is must-win mode here in set two for Nemaha Central to keep the season alive. Both teams looking for their first volleyball championships in school history. Here's the serve from left to right. Batted into the air by Schutte. Here's Engel on the spike. Played well. Sudbeck on a second hit. Gets it to Honeyman, who now underhands it over. Schutte sets this one up, and right into the net is Jordy Schroeder. And Nemaha Central takes a 3-1 lead. Garrity, Dollinghouse, and Henry on the front lines. Holthouse, Honeyman, back row. Sudbeck serving. Sends it across. Bernal the set. Schutte sets, backside spike, batted up into the air. It's a double hit. Nope, they call lift. Either way, violation on Dollinghouse, and it's now 3-2, Nemaha Central. Dragons won the first set, 25-23. Thunder need it to force a winner-take-all set number three for the state championship. Served by Halstead and Engel. High into the air, still on the back row. Now Henry charging, gets it back over. Halstead's back line. Schroeder pops it into the air. Now Bernal on a free ball, getting it across. Honeyman back row. They set it up for Henry. Spike. That one is down. Yes, it was. There's a point for Nemaha Central. 4-2. They lead it by two. In set number two. Garrity serves near side of the floor, hitting from left to right. Line drive over the net, batted into the air by Bernal, scrambling a little bit, underhanding it way long, but Hamas was there to play it. Here's a set. Henry gets a great look. Down it goes through the double team of Williams and Schroeder. Honeyman delivering, now a 5-2 Nemaha Central lead, coming out with a little sense of urgency here and a must-win set number two. Dragons hung on to win that first set, 25-23. Another good hard serve by Garrity, struggling a little bit, but a free ball sent across. Honeyman pushing to the front, having to dive. Honeyman gets a good look, and they call her into the net. I don't know. 5-3 Dragons. Halstead now serving right to left. It's going to be hit by Jordy Schroeder. Jersey number 22. Garrity has it. Here is Honeyman, tipped on the net, diving. Halstead saves it. Bernal gets a chance here, but she short-armed the jump and misfired into the net. Double up here. It was once 4-2, now 6-3. Nemaha Central by a three. Dollinghouse will serve it. A little bit closer to the far side of the floor. Sends it back middle row. Push near side. Bernal gets a good look here. Gets the kill. Thomas couldn't handle back middle row, and the Dragons get to within two. It is 6-4. Subs in for Halstead. Back to serve. Staggered stance. Danica Ewart. Left side towards the net, dribbles knee high, 90-degree turn, and sends across to serve with the right hand. Holthouse front of the net, Honeyman gets a great look. Oh, it's launched three rows deep, and another Cali Honeyman point for Nemaha Central. It's 7-4 NC. We have alternated the last 5 points. Chance to serve for Allie Henry. 5'9 sophomore. Spins and fires. Back row it goes. Middle of the floor now for Halstead. They push it front left. Bernal spike right to Garrity. Beautiful dig. Middle of the floor. Sudbeck defended well. And the rejection by Annie Williams, giving the Dragons a point there. 7-5. Nemaha Central by 2. Halstead winning the opening set. 25-23. State championship match in Class 3A. A long and lengthy weekend comes down to this matchup here. Here is middle of the floor, spike attempt by Honeyman, batted into the air. Schroeder gets a touch. Now Engel gets a try, and she hit it too strong. Point for Nemaha Central. They lead it 8-5. Thomas is out. Garrity in on the front lines with Sudbeck and Holthouse. Honeyman serving. Dollinghouse and Henry on the back line. Here's the serve. There's the dig. Here's the set. Halstead, Engel with the spike. Dollinghouse can't handle. We continue to alternate. It's now 8-6 in favor of Nemaha Central in this second set. Must win for them. Sloan Litton, 5'6 senior to serve, near side, right to left. She will travel it for the top seed Dragons. Here's the serve, sends it back right, going down is Dollinghouse. Garrity spike defended well. They're going to call Garrity into the net. She doesn't agree with the call, and neither does head coach Jessica Cook. Nemaha Central lead trimmed to 1, 8-7. Linton again, another serve. Not much pace behind it. Doesn't matter. It's an 8. And we're tied at 8 apiece. An 8-8 tie here in this second set. The win for Halstead gives them the state championship. A win for the Thunder, forcing a third set. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Good dig by Halstead. Push it backside. There's a good spike attempt. Dollinghouse can't handle. And a point for the Dragons. They take the lead. Kill shot by Ewart. Timeout, Nemaha Central. Halstead on a run. They lead set 2, 9-8. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 3A state volleyball match here in Hutchinson. Hutchinson Sports Arena, the side of it. Halstead, top seed, defeating Nemaha Central in set number one, 25-23. Dragons on a little bit of a spurt here, now leading the Thunder 9-8 in set number two, which forced Nemaha Central to burn their first time out. Sudbeck, Colthouse, Garrity on the front line. Honeyman, Hamas, and Dullinghouse, the back row for Nemaha Central out of the break. Linton continues to serve for the Dragons. Dullinghouse, Colthouse, far side, middle of the floor, back line, a little bit strong. Another point for the Dragons. They have scored five straight, six of seven, and seven of the last nine, and they got the momentum now. Linton to serve it again. Does so from right to left. Diving, couple of awkward hits, but from the back row. Honeyman able to get it across. Batted up three times, but too many hits for the Dragons. Or I think they're going to actually call lift prior to that final hit. Nonetheless, much needed for Nemaha Central. They get back to within one. It's 10-9. And it will be Holthouse to serve. 10-9, Halstead here in the second set. Good defense. At the net there by Garrity. Another chance. Batted up into the air by Sudbeck. It hits the pole. And touched by Nemaha Central. And the point's going to go to the Thunder. Well, we might have a change here. And they give it to Halstead. Multiple pairs of hands. The pole was involved. It was originally given to NC. They changed the call. Dragons get the points, and their lead is 11-9. Served by Schutte. Here's Holthouse. Middle of the floor. Sudbeck gets a look, and she hit it into the net. Halstead's lead is now 12-9 here in this second set. Thunder need it to force a winner-take-all set three. Served by Schutte. Sends it across to the back row. Honeyman pushing it in front. Here's Garrity. Decent look. Defended well. And the point for the Dragons. 13-9. Largest lead here in the second set for Halstead. They have all the momentum currently. Here is the serve by Schutte. Dollinghouse, two hands it across, back row, Bernal saving it. Push it near side, this is Engel, dancing on top of the net, but back to the side of Halstead. Engel gets another crack, gets it to the back row. Holthouse down, near side set, tap down, good defense there again by the Dragons. High middle part of the floor for NC, they get it back across with Honeyman. Here's the set to Engel, she has got to just play it over after an awkward set. Now Dollinghouse gets the chance. Tipped into the air and down it goes. Absolutely needed point for NC. 13-10. Halstead leading by three. And Sudbeck will serve. Set number two, state championship match here in Class 3A. Thunder needing it to force a winner take all set three. Tipped off the top of the net. Honeyman's got it. Now running and charging is Henry. She gets it back across with two hands. Near side set, Engel gets a look. Good movement there by Honeyman to keep it alive. Now Garrity slaps it across with the right hand. Halstead, Schutte, reset, and a kill for the Dragons. Schutte, a good assist there, and it's 14-10 at Dragons. Halfway home here in set two. Dragons trying to clinch their first state championship in school history. Nemaha Central, they need to rally and win this one to force a third. Halstead getting it across. Henry from the back row. They push it back to Henry's way. Little two-handed tap. Scrambling and too many hits for the Dragons. And Nemaha Central, again, a much-needed point. They get to within three again. It's 14-11 in favor of Halstead. Garrity a chance to serve. Near side of the floor, hits it from left to right, too long, Way too much power behind it. Free point for the Dragons. Their lead is 15-11. Linton is back in, then checks out. Serving is Jordy Schroeder for Halstead. These two teams have a combined 84 wins. There's Henry, much needed, setting it up for Honeyman. Honeyman gets it back to within three, 15-12. Halstead again, held on, won the first set, 25-23. All three, and now this being the fourth set in this tournament between these two have been tight. Here's Bernal. It's dug up nicely by Garrity back to the side of the Dragons. They want Bernal again. There's the set. Defended well. Rejected by Holthouse and Henry. Big time defense leading to offense. It's 15-13. Thunder within two. Dollinghouse down the chance to serve. Sending it across. Shooty pushing. Middle of the floor. Bernal spike. Bernal kill. Well set, well played, and it's 16-13 Dragons. Serve coming up for Danica Ewer. Staggered stance, left side to the net, 90-degree turn to her left and sends it across. Here's Holthouse, here's Henry, dug up nicely by Schroeder though. Now Bernal gets a chance and she delivers. Schroeder, an important dig that led to the Bernal kill. Timeout, Nemaha Central. It is crunch time now for the Thunder to keep their hopes for a title alive. Dragons 17, Thunder 13. Timeout on the floor, back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
As a small-town veterinarian, I enjoy getting to know each patient and client. Hi, I'm Dr. Rebecca Bowen with Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services. With over 50 years of combined experience, we are able to provide both quality and affordable care for a large variety of small animal services. To schedule an appointment, call myself or Dr. Sam Rottinghouse at 336-2456 or Dr. Erica Burkett at 336-6647.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number two of the Class 3A State Championship here in Nemaha Central. They got to turn something around. They trail 17-13. Dragons won the first set 25-23. Both these teams looking for their first volleyball championship in school history. Dragons came in as the top seed. Now a record of 42-2. They have not lost in this tournament. Thunder, the 5 seed. Now a record of 42-6. Their only loss in the tournament to this Dragons team to my right. 17-13, Halstead set two out of the timeout. Another serve coming up for Ewer. Sends it across. And the dig is going to set up Halstead, but another good dig. Keeps it alive for Nemaha Central. There's a big point for Callie Honeyman. Boy, Hamas, two important digs there to save that point for the Thunder. And they get to within three, 17-14, Halstead. It is Henry to serve. And it hits the top of the net, and it's going to be an ace. Perfectly played, and back-to-back points out of the timeout for the Thunder. Gets them back to within two. It's 17-15. Piper Schroeder out, and they bring in Jordy Schroeder, her sister, onto the back line. Right to the net. Down it goes. Another point for the Thunder. Three straight out of the timeout. 17-16. It's down to one. Momentum shifting just a touch. Henry again. Sends the serve. Left to right it goes. Schroeder, front of the net. Shooty. Here's the Bernal spike. Defended well. Dragons still have it. They push it again. Middle of the floor. Tapped by Bernal with the right hand. Right to Hamas. Now Holthouse. Far side set. Spike. Good defense. Hamas still has a touch. Nemaha Central. They got to get it over, and they do. Here's Shooty. Pushing. Bernal. Spike. Defended well again. It's right on top of the net. It's tapped into the air, and a point. They stop the play, and they call lift against Nemaha Central. A good rally, and ultimately a lift call, giving the Dragons the point. The lead is now two for them at 18-16. Tough break there for the Thunder. Set number two, state title match, must win here. Boisington has already secured the third-place finish. Here's Honeyman, spike, down it goes. Big time stuff for number 7, 18-17. Thunder back down by only one. It has been back and forth between these two teams all weekend long. And now again, the biggest set here of them all. Halstead gathering. Here's Engel on the spike, hits off the top of the net. Honeyman was there. They push it far side. Garrity, little tap, but right to Engel. Now back middle row, Bernal spike, and she gets the kill. 19-17, Halstead back in front by two. The fans for Neodesha and Hoisington now settling their eyes on the championship with the only matchup remaining in the tournament. Here's Linton serve. Thomas the dig. Holthouse set. Middle of the floor. Shutback spike and kill. 1-2-3. Big time stuff there. Back to one. It's 19-18. Thunder need the set. They trail 19-18 right now. Here's the serve. Tips off the top of the net. Halstead played it well. They set it up. Engel with the tap. Engel and hit it too strong. It was a scotch long. 19-19 tie. I said it in the semifinals. If you were listening back then, are you not entertained? Here's the 19-19 serve. Halstead, shooty, backside set. Here's the spike. Tipped in the air. Garrity there with the underhand set. Now back middle row. Now a free ball has to get sent across by Nemaha Central. They do. Push it far side. Engel spike defended well. Out of play for the Dragons. And they take the lead at 20-19. The serve for Halstead for Delana Schutte. Sends it over. Thomas the dig. Middle of the floor. Here's the set. Sudbeck spike. Launched into the air. Out it goes. Point Nemaha Central. We are deadlocked again. It is 20-20. Sudbeck to serve. Shifts a little bit to her left. And sends it back middle row. Bernal setting it up. Here's Engel the spike. Tipped in the air. Bernal keeps it up into the air. Halstead having free ball underhanded over. Now Garrity has to scramble a little bit. They set it back up for Garrity, and she short-armed it into the net. And a point for the Dragons. 21-20. Halstead by one. If Halstead wins the set, they're the state champions. If the Thunder rally, we will go to a final set. Here's the serve by Halstead. Honeyman gets up. Here's the set. Here's the spike. It's hit too long. And a point for Halstead. And now the lead is 22-20 for the Dragons. We will see Kate Niehuis, the senior, check in. First time we see her here today in the most crucial match of the season. The serve for the Dragons. Thomas. Holthouse pushing it far side. Honeyman leaning back. Launched into the air. It's on top of the net. Tapped across. Dollinghouse gets it down, but can't get it back over. Correction, it was Holthouse, but the Dragons get the point. And it's 23-20. And the Thunder, they gotta go on a run now. The serve coming from Catherine Engel. She gets it over. Holthouse, top of the net. Dollinghouse pushing it across. Halstead gets it front of the net. They get it to Bernal. She kills it. And it's match point now for the Dragons. It was a moment ago, 20-20. Four straight for Halstead. They are a point away from being the state champs. Here's the serve. Here's the dig. Holthouse keeps it into the air. Honeyman gets it across. Diving effort by Schroeder. Keeps it alive. Bernal hits it. Dollinghouse keeps it in the air. Garrity has to get it over. She does. Back to Schroeder. Schutte. Bernal. Good defense. Kept alive by the Dragons. Bernal gets another chance. Taps it down. Is it out? Oh, just barely out. Thunder survived that point. It's 24-21. They need to rattle off three more in a row. And the serve coming from Garrity. 24-21 Halstead. Garrity serve is sent across. Schroeder tapped down by Honeyman. Back to the side of Nemaha Central. She delivers another kill. 24-22. Thunder need two more. They're halfway there. And a timeout going to be taken by the Dragons. It is not over yet. But Halstead leading 24-22. Match point still coming. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It all comes down to this. Out of this, the Thunder have survived 2 match points here late in set 2, but Halstead leading still 24-22. If Halstead holds on, they're the state champs. Thunder still need back-to-back points here out of the timeout. Here we go. Reagan Garrity will serve. Gets it over. Schroeder, middle of the floor. They push it here, middle. Bernal spike. Bat it into the air. That is your ball game. And the Halstead Dragons are your 2024 Class 3A state champion. 25-22 in set number 2. And for the second time in 3 years, Nemaha Central will finish runner-up at the state championship tournament. What a ride. We're going to pause for a second. We'll come back, recap it, send you home. Again, Halstead, your 3A state volleyball champs, 25-23, 25-22 over Nemaha Central. 3-minute timeout. We're back right after this.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, right at home. Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, for Class 3A, the state volleyball championship has been decided. The Halstead Dragons, their first state title in school history. This year was their first appearance in 33 years. They were the one seed coming in, and they close it out as the number one team in the state. Heartbreaking for Nemaha Central. For the second time in 3 years, the Thunder are going to finish a match short in the state title, as they have now had two runner-up finishes in the class in the last 3 years. Of course, they didn't make it to state last year, but 2022, they got to the title match and lost in straight sets to Heritage Christian. Here in 2024, they get back to the title match, and then a rematch from pool play last night in the Dragons. All four sets were close, but here it was just Halstead's time, and the Dragons again, 25-23, 25-22, as again, Halstead, the state champions for the first time in school history. Nemaha Central's run here as the 5 seed. They will close out their 2024 campaign with a record of 42-7. They were the Big East League champs for the first time here, as the league, of course, starting for the first time in 24-25. Halstead, they were the Central Kansas League champs. And again, been a long time since Halstead had been out in this state tournament, 33 years. And they will finish their incredible ride at 43-2. And the Dragons, again, your state champions here in 2024. Well, again, I just want to thank a lot of people for helping out with the broadcast over the last couple of days. Ray Penning, studio producer Kirk Kilman, all of us on the broadcast as well. Crendon Prophet out in Dodge City. You got Wade Gershner, Justin Fluke, everybody helping out. Jake and Boz over in Salina with our 96.9 KOZA station, calling the Seaman Vikings in championship Saturday action as well. Everybody helping with the football games, all the channels and such. But state cross country wrapping up today as well. So for the next few weeks, we are down to just the state football playoffs. Want to thank as well everybody from Seneca, the Nemaha Central School community. Heck of a ride. Always fun to broadcast this volleyball team throughout the course of the year. And for a second time again in 3 years, it's just going to come up a little bit short as they fall in straight sets to Halstead in the Class 3A state championship match. Again, the finals from championship Saturday, Halstead over Nemaha Central, 25-23 and 25-22. For Ray Penning in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman, signing off from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Thanks for listening to our state volleyball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.